News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last night, the College Station School Board had its monthly meeting. Had an opportunity today to visit with Superintendent Eddie Colson. Our conversation begins with the action taken for pay in CSISD next year.
Well, let's talk about the 4% pay increase. I think the board's action last night to give the CSISD employees a 4% pay increase is really a good move. As you are aware, and I think as most of the community is aware, certainly the cost of living continues to rise, and the district has not been able to stay up with that, even close to it. And if you just think about benefits cost alone, those costs continue to rise. And so the board certainly has been grappling with and considering the best way forward in terms of pay and benefits for our employees. And their effort or their decision last night to give a 4% pay increase in a very tight budget, I think, shows their commitment to doing what they can to help our employees with cost of living adjustments. So certainly I am thankful for that and believe the board's action there is certainly a good one.
Now, the previous years, it's been either a salary increase or an increase in benefit contributions. So just to make sure I understand correctly, did the board take any action regarding benefits for next year?
The board didn't take any action. The benefits contribution will remain at $363 per month. One of the things that we did is there is a personnel advisory committee that meets in College Station on a monthly basis that's a representative group of employees. And we got some feedback from them related to what would be the best way forward. Would it be compensation increase or would it be a increase in the benefits contribution? And ultimately, the committee or the personnel advisory committee, which is an advisory committee to me, said that the salary would be probably more important than a benefits contribution. By providing the salary, it gives the employees some options in terms of how they want to proceed with benefits, and those that don't take benefits from the district, it certainly helps them out as well.
All right, moving on to long-range educational planning, the major presentation made last month. Last night would have been a follow-up.
Absolutely. We continue to move forward toward a bond election in November with a variety of projects, including a new elementary school, including a redesign and rebuild of our Center for Alternative Learning, which includes Timber Academy High School and our disciplinary alternative education programs, continuing to look at some big capital costs in terms of renovations and new roofs and air conditioners and those sorts of items, new technology, as well as some new buses. And one of the big pieces we discussed last night was a natatorium, and looked at a lot of details related to the natatorium in terms of cost. And so we were able to share that with the board and just to provide them some information. The board hasn't made any decisions yet. I anticipate If the board does call for an election, they'll need to call for it by August 26th for a November 5th election.
Did the board modify anything on the table, take anything off the table, say for sure we wanted this as part of a bond issue?
Well, they have not made any decisions just yet related to any of the items.
So everything remains under consideration?
Absolutely.
Also last night, update regarding after-school program in the Kids Club.
Yeah, CSISD and the City of College Station have partnered for a number of years in providing Kids Club, which is after-school care for students in Head Start through sixth grade in CSISD. It's been a partnership agreement. Due to some changes over the course of the years, there's been conversations about whether the district should just take that over completely, and obviously with agreement from the city, we're moving forward with that. So this year will be a transition. By the 2014-2015 school year, by the 2014-2015 school year, it will be completely a district program. The end user really won't see much change at all. It's a very quality program as is, and this is really kind of a structural change in terms of management, but the end user shouldn't see any big changes.
It's noted here that there's no additional expense to the school district budget because Kids Club is self-funded. The follow-up I would have, will there be any sort of changes to how much, if anything, is paid by the users of Kids Club?
That is undetermined. I don't anticipate that, Bill. I mean, we work as hard as we can to keep those costs as low as we can for our students and our families, and that will continue to be our goal, is to keep those costs as low as we can. So I do not anticipate changes there.
While the school district is taking over the operation of Kids Club, I also see here that there was the interlocal agreement regarding school resource officers. That's still a joint operation between the city and the school district.
It is. We partner with the city, and they provide a number of commissioned police officers for us for our school district. We'll be adding one additional next year to CSISD, and hopefully we'll continue that partnership. This is a three-year agreement that was the board approved last night, and the city council has approved as well, or will approve if they haven't yet, or at least we hope they will. And so I think it's a significant effort on our part and the city's part to provide these officers. It's one piece of safety and security for CSISD, and I think an important piece of it.
And then a review of test results. Fortunately, we get to talk about five in the future, but many more than that regarding the test results discussed last night.
Yes, the performance report on the STAR. You know, Bill, we believe that the STAR test is but one piece of data that is important in terms of the makeup or how we assess the school district, but certainly an important piece that we need to look at, and we did report to the board. Great news is that our students performed very well on the state assessments as compared to the state, and we have and we continue to do that, which I think says that we're doing a lot of things right instructionally in our classrooms. We're continuing to look at what we do in our classrooms in an effort to bring relevance to subjects, whether it's in kindergarten or Head Start or physics, and continue to build in instructional strategies that get kids motivated to learn the material we want them to learn. So I feel good about where we are and the performance of our students, which is a direct reflection of our teachers and really all of our employees' hard work.
And I don't know whether a legislative review was part of last night's meeting or not, but certainly at least disappointment of the governor's veto regarding the consortium assessment portion.
You know, Bill, I'm really a little flabbergasted, quite disappointed that the governor vetoed House Bill 2824. The bill was supported by the House Education Committee unanimously, by the Senate Education Committee unanimously. It passed unanimously. I think that's 141-0 in the House, and it passed 31-0 in the Senate. Had the support of conservatives, had the support of those that are not so conservative, had the support of those that lean toward being liberal in the state of Texas in the legislative body. Had bipartisan support all the way through. I think there was a strong grassroots movement from parents to support this bill, and the governor did veto it. So clearly it's disappointing for the consortium districts. We will regroup and determine our way forward. Obviously, this was a big piece of our strategy, House Bill 2824, and felt good about it moving forward. I think it's just representative of somewhat of a lack of vision on the part of some in the leadership of the state of Texas in terms of what does a healthy assessment and accountability system look like. I think we're stuck in the past. We're using an assessment and accountability system that was built 30 years ago. I think about how the world has changed for our students and for us from 30 years ago, and it doesn't bring a lot of relevance to students. There are better ways to assess kids, and the truth is it will take some support of our governor. The legislative body is already supportive of it, but it will take some support of our governor in order to drastically change the assessment and accountability system. That's the charge of the consortium. We take that charge seriously. We will regroup and figure out our way forward.
If I read the governor's message, veto message correctly, he says that that's being addressed by the education commissioner. So does that mean the consortium presses the education department and the commissioner directly to pursue this?
Well, certainly, I think that we have to consider lots of different entities as we move forward, and TEA and the Commissioner of Education would be one of those.
Thanks again to College Station School District Superintendent Eddie Colson with the update from last night's CSISD school board meeting. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.